All right, everybody. Good Tuesday. It is time for another round of trivia. So we tried yesterday to start our simulcasting. It didn't work out too well, so I apologize for those who are on Facebook that didn't see us. You should be able to see the video now. But today, we have got it fixed, so we are streaming live on YouTube and Facebook at the same time. So if anybody is on both or one or the other, that's what I meant, one or the other or both, let us know, say hello, and let's go in. So today we are going to run the gamut on some old movies from me, my time growing up, and probably a lot of yours as well. So without further ado, let us jump in. All right, our first movie is the always awesome Back to the Future. So keep in mind that movies like this have three. So some questions may be from one, two, or three, or majority may be from the first one, as that is probably the most popular one people know. All right, first question. And this was always funny because I believe they made fun of calling him this name. In the first movie, what color was Marty McFly's Calvin Klein underwear? Welcome, William. You are not too late. You are right on time. So let's do this. So again, in the first Back to the Future, what color was Marty McFly's Calvin Klein underwear? Back to the Future with Michael J. Fox is one of my favorites too. Definitely a classic. All right, this one definitely will have to go up. So Chris just said, were they the Tidy Whiteys? I super don't remember. In this case, they are not. And really quick, all you got to do is where you are commenting right now, just type in your answers and I'll be able to see them. So exactly what you're doing right now, just keep on, just type them right there. So I'll give William a quick minute to do that. Unfortunately, though, Tidy Whiteys is the wrong answer. Though, I guess that's the slang term for them. So maybe they were Tidy Whiteys. I don't know. But definitely weren't white, for sure. So William says yellow. Unfortunately, the correct answer is actually purple. Very strange color for guys' underwear. No, I don't know. All right, good try. Number two, again, the first movie. What is the name of the mall where the time traveling begins? So again, the famous scene where it begins and also ends. What was the name of the mall? That is a good guess. That is incorrect. Let's see if Krista might have an answer. Just checking something really quick, seeing. Oh. Well, William, you actually are kind of right because you actually named the correct filming location. So they did film in Puente Hills. So that's a good one there. So that's awesome. I learned something new. But the name for the mall in the movie was called Twin Pines. So I'm going to give you half a point for that one because you actually know where it was filmed. Awesome. Good job. It's always good to have that extra knowledge. Next question. What is the name of the woman that Doc Brown falls in love with in the movie? Looks like we got some more players coming on, hopefully. So welcome everybody who just joined in. We just started round one, so feel free to pop in if you need me to repeat the question. Let me know. We are doing Back to the Future right now. So, oh hey Alexis, welcome on. You don't remember Back to the Future at all? Oh my God. So Krista says Clara. Let's see if William has an answer, and anybody else who may want to join in. Hey Garrett, thanks for joining us. She says Clara Clayton. All right, cool. So let us see what William has to say if you have an answer. Just to give everybody a chance before I let you guys know. I know there's a lag, so I'm trying to give you guys a little bit of a extra minute or two. I still can't believe Alexis does not remember Back to the Future at all. That is nuts. Crazy. I'm just kidding. Just messing. Right, guess we are not getting one from him. So the answer is Clara. So Krista and Garrett, you both get the point. I will give Garrett the extra bonus for the last name as well, but Clara is all we needed. So good job, guys. You guys definitely remember key points that not everybody does. So good job. Next question. What substance makes the time machine actually work in the movie? There it is. Sorry, William. It must have taken a little bit of extra time to get there, but you are correct as well. Right, it's good. We got this going on. All right, so Krista says plutonium. Garrett also says plutonium. William says plutonium. Not sure if Alexis is still on, but I'll give him a second to answer. All right, so it looks like we're gonna get three. So the three of you say plutonium, the three of you are right. So that is no answers for me this round. Okay, that's fair. All right, so the three of you are correct. Plutonium is the correct answer. Good job, guys. Thought I was gonna get you on this, but you guys know Back to the Future more than I expected. So awesome. All right, which of the three movies in the franchise had this as its tagline? Quote, "Getting back was only the beginning." Hey, Ace, you come back here. Come here. Hey, sorry, my dog is going to the door. So Krista says Back to the Future 2. William also says 2. Garrett says 2. You are all right. Back to the Future 2. That was the tagline for that one. Good job, you guys. Damn, you're good. All right, next question. In the movie, what was the name of Marty McFly's band? What was the name of Marty McFly's band? Garrett says the Pinheads. Krista says, nope, I don't know that one. All right, that is fair. William says the Pinheads. Garrett and William, you are correct. The name of the band was the Pinheads. What does Marty wear to protect himself from being shot in Back to the Future 3? What does Marty wear to protect himself from being shot in Back to the Future 3? This I don't remember as much. Krista says a bulletproof vest. William says bulletproof vest. Garrett says a shiny door thing. Thingy. Oh, that's okay. And Garrett is correct. He wears the door that opens a stove because they're in the Wild West. So one of those old timey stoves, he takes off the door part and puts that on to protect himself. So Garrett, good job. All right. Looks like our last one here for Back to the Future. In the first movie, what did Marty say when things got difficult? What was the quote he said when things got difficult? You guys thought that was funny, huh? That is pretty funny, I think. Garrett says, this is heavy. William says, this is heavy. Krista doesn't remember. Well, Garrett and William, you are correct. He says, whoa, this is heavy. So there you go. You guys know your Back to the Future well. All right. So if that was awesome, you're going to love the next one. Who's ready for some Jurassic Park? All right, let's see how much you guys remember from this movie. Ready to go? Let's do it. All right, so in Jurassic Park, which famous actor played the character of John Hammond, the owner of Jurassic Park? Garrett is drawing a blank on his name. Don't you hate when that happens? William says Richard Attenborough. Alexis, are you going to play on Jurassic Park? Yes, he is definitely visually somebody who you would not forget. He definitely has his own look. Alexis says Richard Attenborough. And you and William are correct. He's actually Sir Richard Attenborough. Him and his late brother were knighted. He's the one who passed away. His brother is actually narrator for almost all of the BBC animal documentaries. I don't remember what his brother's name is off the top of my head, but he is another Attenborough. So good job, William and Alexis. The first question goes to you. All right. Moving on. In one of the first scenes, Alan Grant is explaining a velociraptor attack to a small boy. What does he say the dinosaurs do to attack their prey? Garrett says they attack from the sides. Alexis says sneak up behind. Krista says attack as a group. William says they attack from the side. So actually the point is going to go to Krista because the correct answer is they use coordinated attack patterns, meaning they work together to first corral their prey and then one of them attacks it for the rest of the group. So good job, Krista. You get the point. Next question. The character of Ellie Sattler, Dr. Ellie Sattler, studies what in the movie? Krista says paleontology. Alexis says plants. Pretty sure that's not the scientific word, but I get it. I understand. And then Garrett and William both say paleontology. So Alexis, you are close-ish. The actual answer is paleobotany, the study of prehistoric plants. So I'll give you the question as well, since you were the one that actually were the closest to it. In that same opening scene, where Alan Grant is describing the Raptors. What does the one kid call it? He says it looks like a 6 foot what? Alexis says chicken. Garrett says turkey. And William says chicken. I think Alexis, you wrote it twice. Krista says some bird. Well, you're generally correct, yes. But the winner here is Garrett. The kid says it looks like a giant 6 foot turkey. And then he'd respond back with how they attack and apparently terrifies the heck out of the kids. So there you go. What fictional island does the movie take place on? And we say fictional, though I know it's based off of other islands, but we're looking for the name they use in the movie, not the actual where they shot the film. Are they 6 feet? I don't remember actually how big they were. I think it might have just been what the kid said, but they were pretty big. I mean, they got up to some of their, you know, equal with their faces. So I don't know. Maybe it could be 6 feet because what, a typical person's like 6-7 feet? I don't know. It's a good question, though. She'll look that up. So Alexis says Isla Nublar. Garrett says, I don't know this one, but I know it was filmed in Hawaii. Chris, I don't remember the island name. And William also says Isla Nublar. You got Alexis and William, you are correct. Fun fact, I believe this island actually stays in the majority of the franchise, including the Jurassic World franchise as well. So they try to keep it all in one place. Kind of cool. The movie Jurassic Park is based off of the novel of the same name. By which author? Alexis says Michael Crichton. Krista also says Michael Crichton. Great book, by the way. I do have to agree. It is actually a very good book. If you haven't read it, go read it. You also learn that the movie cut out a lot of the book because the book is pretty long. Garrett also says Michael Crichton. I know that's probably not how it's spelled. Yes, you are correct. You spelled his first name right, but his last name definitely is spelled differently. Williams and Michael Crichton, you all four, you guys won. You got that question. So he did write Jurassic Park. He also wrote Lost World. And then he wrote some other books like Congo and Sphere. So he's in that kind of stuff. Fun fact, I believe he was a doctor when he was alive as well, I think. Or at least he had a PhD. in medicine, but he became an author. So there you go. All right, couple more to go here. So this is a fill-in-the-blank quote. So Jeff Goldblum's character, Ian Malcolm, says, "What you call blank, I call the destruction of the natural world." What you call blank, I call the destruction of the natural world. So Krista says beautiful or brilliant. Those are very good words. Alexis says discovery. Garrett says science and William says discovery. So the answer is discovery. So Alexis and William, good job. Yeah, it is one of those, you know, because he's talking to Hammond and it's one of those, you know, go back and forth that you can remember hearing, but you're not always necessarily paying attention to the words. So good job to the two of you. So two more questions to go. Which dinosaur do we first see or hear in the movie? So I got some more eyeballs. So welcome everybody who's joining us. If you would like to join in, we are finishing up our second round and our third round will start very soon. Alexis says pterodactyl. I know what you're thinking of, but I believe that may be a beginning of a different movie. Garrett says Brachiosaurus. The ones with the long necks. Yeah, no, I got what you meant. I got what you meant. Trust me, I don't think many of us can spell dinosaur names. I don't know. I know it's sad to say T-Rex, but I don't think I could spell Tyrannosaurus. So, all right, William, we'll give you a second to answer if you want to answer. All right, probably a little bit of a lag there. So the answer is actually the ones with the long neck. Okay, so the answer is actually Velociraptor. So the first dinosaur we see for a split second is a female Velociraptor. before they move on. It's one of those kind of tricks they do where it's not necessarily you're seeing it in action, but it's there and they kind of just pass through it without you maybe thinking about it. So that is the first dinosaur you see in the movie. All right, last question for Jurassic Park. On the subject of the Velociraptor, at the end of the movie, the kids are running around trying to escape a few that are on the loose. They manage to get to the mess hall where they grab some food really quick. What food are the kids eating before the Velociraptors find them in the restaurant? Probably a classic scene for everybody. Now Garrett remembers. There you go. William says a bird leg. Alexa says a bird leg. Garrett says Jell-O. Give Krista a second. Krista says bread. All very good answers. Correct one is Jell-O. They were eating green Jell-O that starts to kind of like move around a little bit before the raptors come in. And then, of course, the T-Rex comes in to save the day, which is always weird. But, you know, what can you do? All right, guys. So good job on that. You guys are doing very well. You obviously remember your 90s movies. Pretty damn good. All right. Last movie on the gamut. We cannot leave out Jumanji. So we're going to go with the old school. Obviously, the new one doesn't count as the 90s because it was in the 90s. So we're going way, way back to a time when Jumanji. Krista says, oh yeah, the wobbles when the Jell-O moves. All right, so let's do this. Okay, so all right, first question, we'll start off easy. Who played the character of Alan Parrish? Robin Williams. Robin Williams for the adult. I don't know the kid. So you remember there was two. Robin Williams for the older version. Don't know the kid's name. Damn, you guys are good. Well, you all get the point. In this case, we were talking about the adult version, Alan Parrish, Robin Williams, who comes out of the game after being opened by the new younger kids, who then eventually has to help them finish the game to get rid of all the stuff. Sorry, my hair's all funky right now. Yeah. All right. Yes, Jumanji Day would have been Robin Williams worth it. Oh, that is a very good point, huh? Well, RIP, one of the best actors out there. So moment of silence for Robin Williams for sure. All right, next question. What street is the Parrish home on? Garrett says Baker Street. Well, at least you know. Hey, Andy, looks like he popped on for a minute. So if you're still there, thank you for joining us, buddy. Krista says Park Street. It's very hard finding questions on the original one because since the new one is still new, a lot of people want to do trivia on the new one. William says Baker Street as well. And we'll wait for the last one. All right, he maybe, I know he says he's a little backed up at work, so he might be doing that right now. So the answer is Jefferson Street. So at the beginning when we meet Aunt Nora and she's stopped by the cop and asked for a ride home, he says, where do you live? She says, Jefferson Street, the old parish home. Oddly enough, we don't really see much of the area there, but we know that his house or his parents' house and Sarah's house, who I think that's Bonnie Hunt as an adult, her house is on the same street as well. So that's pretty much all we know of that. All right, number five. Now this one, a little challenging. So we learn at the beginning of the movie that 100 years prior to young Alan Parrish playing the game, two other boys played the game in 1869. One of them buries the game in hopes that nobody will ever find it again. Can you guys name the boy who buried the game in the sand? This is definitely one of those like nitpicky things. Was it Jerry? It could have been Jerry. Alexis does not remember. Garrett says Benjamin. And we'll wait for our last one. All right. So it looks like these are the answers. So the correct answer actually is Benjamin. Good job, Garrett. At the beginning, two boys are running around. Obviously, this game scared them to death. So they decide to bury it to hopefully nobody have to deal with what they had to deal with again. So good job, Garrett. All right. The first riddle, and this was when Alan and Sarah were children playing it. The first riddle calls up a flock of flying bats. Where did those bats come out of? Krista says, whoa, good memory, Garrett. Yeah, that is pretty freaking amazing. There we go, William. Sorry about that. It looks like there's a lag. on the computer. So there you go. You got it right. But yeah, damn, both of you guys. Good job. So here it says the chimney, the attic, Alexis says the chimney, and try to give William an extra moment. I know there might be a lag on his end, so. William says the chimney. All right, I'm going to kind of give you guys half a point, but they actually really emerged from the fireplace area, not the chimney, because they went in through the house and then out the door. So I'll give you guys half a point, but really they actually came into the fireplace. Now, Krista, you're also partially right, because later when it comes to the 90s, Peter, the young boy, is up in the attic, and he sees one or two of them that frightens him there too. So they were up there as well. So the bats were kind of everywhere, but they actually came out of the fireplace, if we want to be, you know, specific. So good job, guys. All right. So what is the name of the police officer who Alan recognizes Adam when he comes back out of the board game? Alexis says Steve. The question was, what is the name of the police officer that the older Alan Parrish recognizes when he comes out of the game? His nickname was the Soul Man. You are correct. Garrett says, Carl. So we got a Steve and we got a Carl. Krista says, Roger, no idea. Give William a minute. William says, Roger. So the correct answer is Carl. So good job, Garrett. You got his name and you got his nickname. So awesome. All right, you guys. So the last question is a two-parter. So it's, you know, we're counting as two questions. So the two kids who release Alan Parrish from the game, give us each of their first names. And then what is their last name? Their last name is the same, but obviously the girl and the boy give us their separate names as well. All right, so Garrett knows the first half, or his answer in the first half. He put Peter and Judy, doesn't know the last name. All right, so. Yes, we did hear that. That is very unfortunate. You say Peter and Judy. So if you know the last name. That's the second part of the question, but if not, no good. Krista is drawing a blank. Don't you hear when that happens? All right, so looks like we're done with the guesses. So the answer for the first names are Peter and Judy. So good job to Garrett and William. Their last name was Shepherd. So there you go. All right, you guys, thank you so much for playing. This is so awesome. I love having this back and forth. You guys really have me on my toes getting the answers right. So good job. We're going to have a whole new set next week. So of course, if you have any fandoms that you're looking to do, you know, examples would be like Harry Potter, Marvel, Pokemon, Star Wars, any of that stuff, anything similar, let us know. Tomorrow and Thursday, we have two more awesome, awesome videos to go with some pretty cool special guests as well. So until next time, guys, everybody, please stay safe, please stay healthy, and of course, stay nerdy, live long and prosper. All right, guys.